on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Afternoons with Andy Marr.
Grab the new hot and spicy buffalo chicken from Subway. And the massive redemption sale. Makita, when power means business.
Great to have you with us. Gee, some interesting stuff coming through off the SMS machine. I'll get to that before the top of the hour. Blake Govers is in the middle of it all. As the Australians, the Kookaburras, go about their World Cup campaign over in India, they're through to the quarterfinals. That game's going to be played early our time tomorrow morning against the French. And the leading goal scorer in the tournament thus far has been good enough to give us a bit of his time as he leads into that game. Blake, thanks for coming on the show, mate. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
It looks just on basic numbers alone, and it's probably got a bit to do with, you know, the quality of opposition that you've been playing on the way through, but it looks like the team's building nicely into this tournament. Is that the sense that you're getting?
Yeah, exactly. And it's such a long tournament for us. It's a different format, 16 teams fighting it out. So, the key is to play well at the end of the tournament, and, yeah, obviously we're building up to it. And today it's finally the business end of the tournament coming into the quarterfinals. So hopefully, yeah, the numbers do show that we've been ticking along and improving. So hopefully we can improve again tonight against France.
It is a long tournament. Starts late November, finishes mid-December. Is that something that you and your conditioning staff have discussed about, okay, let's build through the tournament? Is that quite a conscious strategy that you and the broader group have been taking?
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely the piece of our mind, being over here in India to, keep fresh mentally, mainly, as well as physically. So, we have different strategies that we've put in place. So it's, things like bringing your golf clubs over. One of the guys organised a crate for us to load up some stuff to make it feel like home. That got sent over, so that arrived halfway through. And then also our strength and conditioning coaches all on that. We're still going to the gym, still keeping fit because it is a long tournament, so you need to, be the best coming into now. So I think everyone's feeling very fresh, very refreshed.
I notice you have had, in a bit of downtime, you've had the chance to get around and take in a few of the local sites. Is it, how refreshing is that in the middle of a tournament like this to be able to have those moments where, I can't imagine it's ever too far away from your thoughts, but just to be able to switch off from time to time and think about something else?
Yeah, 100%. And you do get caught up in it. There's two games every single day on the TV. So, you can stay in the hotel and stay hockey-minded. But obviously to get out, we went down to the beach and went to a few temples and all that kind of stuff. So it is very refreshing. And it is a bit of a culture change. Just go get away from, the city, go get some nice fresh air and just, be together in a nice environment. It was really refreshing.
So what part of India is the tournament being played in, Blake?
Bhubaneswar, which is a part of the Odisha state.
So in terms of, is that down south? Is that, whereabouts is that?
I'm not exactly sure where it is on the map, to be honest with you, mate. I think it's like middle right, maybe up top right. I'm not too sure. Somewhere up near there.
Okay.
yeah, let's just say it's pretty big. There's about, 45 million in this state. So, yeah, it's pretty busy.
And is it still hockey mad? Like, growing up, we knew that the Indians were arguably as, or nearly as passionate about their hockey as they were about their cricket. Is it still very much close to the heartbeat of what Indians celebrate and love in their world of sports?
Yeah, 100%. They absolutely love their sport. Being Australia as well, they talk about cricket, hockey, and obviously hockey is up there over here. And I think it's maybe just sheer numbers that, there's just so many people here that it just, makes hockey a mad sport. People go mad for the sport. They fill out every single night at stadium and they're just an absolutely loud crowd. They know what the game's about. They're in the streets. This whole state has stopped for this tournament, and it's really refreshing to see, sometimes outside the bubble of, Australia where the other sports take the cake. It's really good here. It's really amazing to see, and it's such a big tournament for us, it's just really good to see, and they just love it.
That's awesome. What do you know about the French? You guys are ranked number one. I think coming into the championships, the World Cup, the French might have been ranked number 20 men's outdoor. What do you know about them?
Oh, well, look, The hard thing is they're in Europe, obviously, so they get to play against, you know, the top European teams. That's why their ranking is so low, because they don't get to knock them off to, you know, get a higher ranking. So, you know, ranking points mean nothing for them, and obviously we're not going to take that into the game thinking, you know, there's 19 teams difference. We're definitely going to go out and, you know, they're very, very skillful. You know, I think they get that from soccer. We've got to be smart. You know, we play football growing up, so, you know, we like the contact where they play soccer. So we need to be careful with that. Hopefully we keep 11 guys on the pitch the whole game.
Absolutely.
They're very skillful, so they can duck and weave and, you know, not so much dive, but, you know, very tactically, they're very smart. So we can't give anything cheap away.
Very nicely put, Blake. Very nice. Tactically smart as opposed to sort of take and die. That is a very nicely phrased piece of terminology. Very good work from you. Your own form, you must be feeling good. You scored in each of the three games. You got three against the Chinese in that 11-0 rout that the team enjoyed. You must be feeling good about your own form.
Yeah, 100%. I feel in good touch, and I was very confident going away. And you know, so I said to my housemate, I'm feeling pretty good going away. And I don't really normally say that. And but to be fair, you know, just have that selfless mentality going into the game. And you know, you do your bit, and things fall for you. And I do my job when it comes. And that's basically my mindset. And it's just been going really well for me at the moment.
Well, keep it going, mate. There'll be a lot of us staying up into the wee small hours of the morning. I think it's 12:30 early tomorrow morning.
That's East Coast time. Yep.
Yeah, so we'll be watching, mate. There'll be enormous interest in it, and the whole of Australia are behind you guys as you aim to get through to semi-final berth. You've always been an outstanding team, and you're continuing to produce outstanding results. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. We appreciate it a lot. Thanks for that, mate.